Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just cleaning my binoculars.
Seems like there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. Excuse me. Anyway, I wanted to, a little housekeeping here. We got some comments from people. Remember we asked to send some comments. I don't know if you got some or not. If you did, please bring them on. But anyway, one of them was, for your information, there is a five-planet moon conjunction from 714 to 727. That interesting, 727 again. Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Now, this is interesting because of those planets and what they really mean. And on 727, of course, the full moon will conjunct with Mars, according to the PBS Stargazer program. And another one, the 9th of Av, July 21st, has always been devastating to the Jews. I'm going to get into some of the things that happened to them. That is coming up. It's July 21st, folks. And because of where we are on the timeline and we're soon going to be exiting 2018 or 5778, which, by the way, adds up to 27. 27's all over the place. Very, very interesting. We are the temple on earth right now, so if the bride would be removed on the 9th of Av or July 27th, there would be a 7-day warning to the blood red moon on July 27th. Then the tribulation begins. Okay, that's what somebody thinks. Somebody asked, who is the kid that I've been referencing to? And I want to get into that a little bit because either I misheard it or it's wrong on one of the YouTube videos about it. The blood red moon is not mentioned as to when the war starts. The blood red moon, I believe, from what I can gather, of the final tetrad, September 28, 2015, was when that vision was given. And, of course, moon, blood red moons are for Israel, which is really why this blood red moon over Jerusalem and the Middle East is so very, very important to all of us. And we should be really paying a lot of attention to this. None of this is by accident. It's all coming together. Then another one, lots of planes, like Larry had, overhead, about 60 miles from the Canadian border. And let's see. And comment anywhere you want here, Larry.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Stuff is going on. Yeah, go ahead.
That's really interesting because these planes that flew over me, and I forwarded you a photograph of one of them that I had taken, and there was quite a few of those planes. And for them to be up around the Canadian border also, that means that there's some movements somewhere going on.
Yeah, and then I got this one from the UK, from our friend over there in the UK. Facebook here in the UK is putting up your show notification, but I haven't had notification for Blog Talk in a long while about any show. So I guess, folks, just going to have to check our websites, lightgate.com or Night Shadows Radio, to find out if we're posting a show. And who knows, might get kicked off of Blog Talk. If so, I'll put it up on my own private website. so that everybody can listen on there. Anyway, I figured something must be wrong. I sent out the info to others, too, that enjoy listening here in the UK and the US. The hot weather we have been experiencing lately has burned most of my plants newly put out, and the sun has really been unusually hot. I don't mind the wild grass, aka lawn, getting burnt back, but I should have had a garden full of flowers this year and lots of veggies. Poor crops, plenty of insect pests instead. In the greenhouse, they just cook and frazzle no matter what we do. Anyway, I would hate to be around when the sun burns 7 times hotter. Yeah, I guess you're right there. Another one. My son and I were out looking at the thunderclouds rolling in this evening at between 8 and 8:30 p.m. in Sawyer, Oklahoma. Both of our faces became really red and hot to the touch. No sun was out at this time. That's kind of strange. What do you think?
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, it almost reminds me, remember the incident in Arkansas where the guy saw the UFO craft and it got hot all around it?
Yes. Wonder, makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, we don't know anything about this universe, our universe, let alone the multiverse that surrounds it. Anyway, I wanted to look up the word sudden destruction of Cephalonians. And the reason I did is because the NATO chief who made the first speech on TV used the phrase peace and security. When they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh. So I just wanted to be sure I had it right. The word sudden means unexpected. No advanced warnings, therefore. In other words, everything's going to seem normal. It's going to be like any other day you and I go through. There will be the usual news of wars, rumors of wars, economics, politics, and whatever else they can conjure up for news to keep us entertained and occupied. But then, all of a sudden, out of the blue, comes this sudden destruction. And, you know, Larry, a friend of mine up in Canada sent me a video at the UN. I don't know how he got it, but he did get it. And all the world leaders were railing against Israel, as is normal over there at the UN. Every one of them used peace and security in their speech. So the world, basically our world leaders, have already said peace and security. So I would have to say that particular prophecy has now pretty much come to pass. And it's just kind of odd that it's so quiet in a way out there. And yet there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. Anyway, then suddenly, of course, as an instant of time, comes a sudden destruction. I would like your comments here, too, Larry, anywhere you want to break in. Sudden destruction is global. It's worldwide. What would be a worldwide sudden destruction? Now, I've come up with several, but I'm beginning to wonder if they don't coincide. What's your take on that? I thought first war, possibly, but then I thought, well, you know, it's possible. Like your friend said, war everywhere.
Yeah, I was thinking war was the first one to come to mind, but then following that, what came to mind was a cosmic event, you know, like something the sun does. And then, of course, earthquakes, volcanoes, et cetera, the destroyer. That's just my line of thinking.
Okay, here's something else that I thought about. I don't know. I want to bounce this one off you. Could the sudden destruction, you mentioned cosmic event, could it be, remember the, what do you call it, cosmic fire wave that comes through. Remember that prophet from wherever he was from, Bosnia, and he said there was going to be a wave, a cosmic wave, coming from deep space, and that the people who could not, I think he worded it, could not stand up to it or something along those natures, would be vanished. In other words, they'd simply be removed. So is it possible that the sudden destruction, removal, and the ascension, or the vanishing of the Christians, the ascension of those left behind with the arrival? In other words, it all takes place basically all at the same time. What do you think? Is that a possibility?
Well, I don't know. I was wondering, by chance, you know, you've read the Colburn. I'm wondering if the Colburn were giving it clues to that.
You know, you got a point. I'll reread what they talk about when a destroyer comes. Folks, we have all the signs. Somebody wrote in and said, why don't you talk about the destroyer? Well, one of the reasons that Larry and I haven't really brought it up is there's not a lot of news on it. I think most of the pictures you're seeing on YouTube are fake pictures. Unless they're seeing something we definitely cannot see here. Because you can look at the sun through welder's glasses and there's nothing beside it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, having said that, the Book of the Colburn that lists a lot of the things that are happening on Earth today claim they are the forerunning signs of the approach of the destroyer, and that mankind doesn't recognize these signs for what they are. I mean, we've got signs everywhere, right, Larry? I mean, weather everywhere.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that it's not just on Earth that we're having signs. All the planets in our solar system are troubled. We're having, I don't know if you saw the latest, I sent you something from Space Weather that shows now they're having like the auroras on Mars. Did you see the green auroras or flashes that are coming off of Mars itself now?
Yeah, because of that dust storm.
Yeah, and did you know that not only is there a massive dust storm on Mars, do you know that we've got a massive dust storm that has come off of the continent of Africa that appears to be moving directly towards the Gulf of Mexico? And this dust storm is greater in size than the Gulf of Mexico, and the projected track is up through Texas and western Oklahoma up into the U.S. I don't know if you've seen that. I posted a video of that, today.
Yeah, I did see that, and it is fascinating because it's an unprecedented event, like a lot of the other things that are going on. Well, we've never seen this before, you know, and nobody ever says anything about it. I mean, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's just an unusual event, and nothing here, move on. But all these unusual events are accelerating, and maybe it's time not to move on and start questioning what's really happening. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, the prophetic vision. You had a dream. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's very interesting, Stuart, because one of the reasons it's fascinating is you were in it. And that's a little bit unusual. I've tried to remember what I ate before I went to bed, but I can't remember exactly. But in this dream, it was very odd. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning a couple of days ago or so, and I had you know, I remembered this dream as I woke up. And in this dream, you were there, and it was you and I, and we were moving around a certain area that we had kind of pinpointed, and which the strangest thing in my mind, it seemed like we were looking for some alien-type creature. I can't explain that. It's just that was what it was in my mind in the dream. But oddly enough, you and I were poking around and moving some boards and moving things and looking, and I lifted up the corner of an old tarp. It was a thick tarp, kind of like old military shelters or tents, you know, were made out of really heavy material. I lifted up the corner of it, and I saw two gray-colored feet. It was light gray, two colored feet that were light gray and had some designs on their leg. And I pulled it on up to about the knees, and it was skin. You know, it wasn't a gray like an alien gray like we talk about the gray creatures, but the color was gray. It was a humanoid. And I lifted it up and called you, and you come over there, and we both moved that tarp and revealed that creature under it, and it set up, and it looked. So, and this is what's interesting, Stuart. You know, I went ahead and I think I called you and told you about the dream because it was so odd you being in the dream with me. And then 2 days later, here I'm looking through Z3 News and I find this prophetic vision warning of the soon return of the fallen ones. And there right before me in this, and I sent you a copy of that this evening, in that prophetic vision from Z3 News, there is a creature there, the exact color, skin color, that was in my dream. And, well, I just kind of connect them together. It's very, very interesting. I think it, and there's a YouTube, by the way, attached to that, and you've got the links to all that. But
yeah,
what do you think? This is really, it reminded me so much of an arrival, because remember we asked Stan Dale, we said, will they come from above, or will they come from beneath, or where should we expect them? And he said they'll come from both directions.
Yeah, I think he's right. And I think it was MacArthur or one of the generals, maybe even Byrd, who went down to Antarctica. Remember, and so I've got pictures of some of the pictures that were taken during that. Operation Long Jump, or whatever they called it, and what was very, very interesting is you can clearly see discs in the background. I don't think they even noticed them. They were just taking pictures of this and that, and on one of them you can clearly see a silver circular disc, and this is what they said happened. They were chased out of there by the advanced technology. And of course, maybe that's why they went down there, because of the rumors that Hitler had anti-gravity devices and might possibly have gone down to Antarctica. So, I mean, really no one knows, I guess. But one of the military guys, I can't remember who it was, said that we will have a war, and these discs or craft, whatever he named them, could fly from from pole to pole in a matter of hours or minutes. I mean, it was just very, very rapid. So, in other words, what he was warning us about was there is advanced technology down in Antarctica buried, and they're operating out of bases down there, and it's very, very strange that we were told that the cosmospheres, and I've seen two of those myself personally, so I know they exist, they're operating basically down in Antarctica because they can operate more freely without detection. In other words, they can arrive, they can leave, and who knows how many tunnels. We have underground tunnels now all over the United States. Truckers have even videotaped them, so people can't deny that they were there. You know, a long time they were denying all this. This is just all conspiracy theory. There are no underground tunnels. There's nothing here, and move on. And now we got videos of these tunnels that go for hundreds upon hundreds of miles. We have pictures of these nuclear digging machines. You yourself have seen these TR-3Bs. I have not seen a TR-3B, but I've seen some very weird things in my flying career, but I can't tell you what they were. What do you think?
Yeah, I've seen not only the smaller TR-3Bs, that's like a triangle that move silently through the sky at night, and I guess is, well, probably bigger than a train locomotive and a little bit wider, but it's not that big. But then again, I've seen the great TR-3, I don't know if you even call it a TR-3B, it's a, appears to be an anti-gravity craft that's huge. It just blocks the sun out and the stars. I've seen those, you know, so... you know, and there's other people that've seen them too. It's there's a lot of technology we're not aware of that's around us a lot, and we've heard from numerous people, whistleblowers, that they actually have cloaking devices or I guess you would say technology.
Yeah, I was. We were giving some seminars. I was giving seminars up here, and one of the people that came over was a. Scientist, I guess you'd have to call him, and he was from Israel, and he said that they had cloaking devices, and that was years and years and years ago, that they had developed. You know, if you ever saw the movie Predator with Schwarzenegger,
yeah.
it was kind of like what the Predator had, where he could kind of cloak himself, and that he claimed anyway that they may have used that cloaking device on the raid of Entebbe, because the witnesses said they could hear the airplane but nobody could see it until the troops bailed out of it on the tarmac. So yeah, I we have a lot of stuff nobody knows about. Definitely do. But this is interesting. A prophetic vision warns of a soon return of the fallen ones, and that's the one you were bringing up. And here, that article comes out about a day after your dream. So what would be your interpretation of that?
Well,
if we could interpret the dream, what do you think it would mean? The two things are combined, obviously.
Yeah, I think they're combined, and I think also is that the dream that you and I were involved in is telling that some of these creatures are hidden right here on planet Earth, right in our midst, but we just don't know where.
Yeah, I happen to believe that the advanced guard, if you will, of these aliens, you know, when Trump, for example, or Obama, whoever the president is, goes to another nation, they send out an advanced guard, an advanced group of people to kind of pave the way and get everything ready for the grand arrival. And if you follow a lot of this stuff, we've been involved with the aliens for some time. I remember telling the story of a naval commander who was involved in one of those arrivals, and how our military personnel and civilian personnel, high level, got on board this mothership and were on there for hours, and then they stepped off and the thing took off and went away. And he swore to me, I knew this guy for years, and he swore to me that it was real and it was true, and that the general population knows nothing about what's really going on. And this is probably part of the sudden destruction and the arrival. I mean, can you imagine the shock of the people, of the masses of the people? I mean, sort of we've been acclimated to it with the movies, but a real arrival is a whole lot different than going to a movie theater and watching it, like Independence Day.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Stuart did. Yeah, I was thinking... when you were saying that, I was remembering you talking about No Eyes, who, if I remember right, you said that the aliens, or the arrival of the aliens themselves, they would reveal themselves. We wouldn't.
Yes. Yeah, she was very, very emphatic. There was not going to be any revelation of our contact with these entities. And they would themselves reveal themselves when the time was right. As she worded it, they were no longer play games and would then manifest themselves openly to the masses of the world in a great arrival. Now, she said they were going to bring absolute proof that the Bible was wrong, and that humanity would have to reinterpret what the Bible was actually saying if they didn't throw it out altogether. Because the way she worded it was, well, what about first man, first woman? That not be true anymore. And then later is when she brings out that they will have all kinds of evidence, obviously, I would think, that they were our creators, which is, seems to be a common theme of the New Age people. And so there we have the great deception, the strong delusion that I've always felt the strong delusion was the apex of the evolutionary conspiracy, because the Bible teaches creation, doesn't teach evolution. What they're viewing as evolution is just wide-ranging adaptation within families, and they can adapt, they can change their shape, they can change their color, they can change their habits to quite a degree, but when the environment outstrips their ability, there's a big die-off, and we're right in the middle of a huge die-off. What do you think? I mean, to me, we're being set up. The human race is really being set up.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's amazing. And it seems or appears that the people on the planet are becoming, should I say, more stupid? Or, you know, they're in such denial that I don't know if you told anybody anymore other than the remnant that's listening. I don't know if you would convince anybody by you telling them that there even is going to be an arrival, particularly.
Well, I think you're right. I think what's happened is that denial, apostasy away from the scriptures, the great falling away, if you will, has already pretty much taken place. And people have already made up their minds. They're either listening or they're not listening. And if you were the Lord and you did not want any to perish, but you wanted all to come to repentance, if it was possible, what do you do with a sleeping, comatose humanity? Generally speaking, you probably hit them over the head, try to wake them up. Well, the Lord's method of hitting them in the head may be a lot different than what we imagine. I mean, a huge earthquake or huge volcanic eruption could certainly maybe do that. Something has to occur to bring mankind back at least partway to their senses. Because I've always felt that as we get into this thing, there's going to be a sudden awakening and a sudden arrival. And I was wondering, or I guess recognition would be a better word, kind of like your vision of the door closing and all of a sudden the wheat comes in, and but then the door closes and it's shut. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's there was a lot of finality to that event when I saw that vision. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's very strange because, you know, here we are, apparently on the cusp of some type of revival. We're also on the cusp of some type of, I guess you could say, change in the way the Creator does things, because he's moving from the church back to an Israel-type situation, and that's almost unexplainable. Even when you try to talk to people about that, they don't even understand that or even want to know.
Well, of course, they never taught anything about the Davidic, the Palestinian, Davidic, Abrahamic covenants. They don't know that the Lord has made covenants with the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, and he may set them aside. He divorced them and set them aside, but he's going to get remarried to them, and that's what's happening. We are right now in, I think, a transition, and hopefully the age of grace is not over yet, but it's probably soon is, which brings us to this Tubiav concept. Kind of interesting, some of the things that have been found out. All the planets of the solar system are on one side of the sun right now, and will be, I think, through Tubiav, which is the 27th of July, through part of August, and then it doesn't hold true anymore. But here are some interesting numbers, and I'm going to keep this as simple as I can. We are approaching the end of 5778. Isn't it interesting that if you add those numbers together, you get 27? If you add 727-2018, it also adds up to 27. But it also contains a 911 within it. Then we move, the number 27 means preaching the gospel. Now, didn't Billy Graham preach the gospel to the world? Seems to me I remember he had a hookup and it went global. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I absolutely remember that. And it was well documented, and it was a historical matter as far as, you know, religious history especially, but secular news also covered it. It was a worldwide event, they called it.
Yeah, which would fulfill that prophecy. Now, when he died, the whole world took notice. So essentially,
yes,
the gospel that Billy Graham was preaching once again went throughout all the world. Wouldn't you think?
Well, I think that you're right, Stuart, because of the fact that when he died and they actually had his funeral, it was literally like a president or a leader or a king of a nation being laid to rest. And so what you had then was a worldwide event, again on film, being filmed, being recorded, and it was a witness.
Yeah, the gospel must first be preached throughout the world, and then the end will come. So it was preached throughout the world. In fact, we've got satellite preachers all over the place now preaching throughout the world, basically. So it's not that the world hasn't seen it. No, the Bible does not say that they accept the gospel. It just says it's preached, and then the end shall come. So anyway, getting back to the to be of, what is also very interesting about it, that kid did not say, when I really vetted this thing, he did not say that the war would start on a blood-red moon. He got the vision on a blood red moon, as far as I can determine. But anyway, we got a blood red moon over Jerusalem in the Middle East. Now that is on a to be of, that hidden feast that really a lot of people don't know anything about it, never heard about it, nobody's talking about it. It's kind of like Psalm 2. It doesn't exist. And it's too bad that people aren't looking at it, because it has all the earmarks. Basically, it's either symbolic of a coming removal of the bride of Christ, or it is an actual event that's going to be, rather disastrous for the world if it were to take place. And, I mean, obviously, we're coming up on the end point of 2018, on 9/11. That's a very interesting number, because 9/11 was sudden destruction, was it not, of the World Trade Center?
That's correct.
And it was the World Trade Center, global, world, on 9/11. So are we being told that on this coming 9/11, there will be a global destruction of some sort? A lot of people place Feast of Trumpets, and it's interesting that the last day of the Feast of Trumpets is actually 9/11 this year.
Huh.
And
wow.
So it's fascinating. So anyway, if you add up 5779, that adds to 28, which means eternal life. I find that kind of interesting. And then, of course, we have Mars in conjunction with the moon, and the closest approach in the war drums over there in Israel, we got to get into that, are getting louder all the time. Now, the 21st is the 9th of Av, a terrible time for Israel. So the question some people are asking, could 7/21, July 21st, be the seven-day warning of Noah for 7/27? Because Noah was given 7 days. So if that were to be true, and we were given some sort of a warning that would be recognized by those that are watching, Noah was the only one told, right? Noah and his family, nobody else knew. I mean, the whole world was kind of mocking Noah and his big boat. You know, where are you going to float that?
So,
Noah was given the 7 days. So then, if that were true, there should be some sort of a warning about a global event coming, economic, earthquake, some other event that would be noticed really probably only by the Lord's people. So it's not going to be something that the entire world is going to see at all, but it would be a warning to the Lord's people. And anyway, kind of interesting. What's your take on Putin? He's meeting, he's met with Iran, he's met with Israel, he's meeting Trump. We have North Korea meeting with China, and I think he's going to meet with Russia, too. He's going to meet with Putin. What's going on there, in your take?
Well, what's interesting at the same time is the fact that Trump is, I believe it's Monday when he meets with Putin in Helsinki. If he does, a very weird anomaly occurred. I call it anomaly because I don't know anybody was expecting this. Today, Rosenstein called a press conference with the president overseas in England, of course. And Rosenstein announced that they had filed charges, in other words, indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers. And then suddenly, and matter of fact, this is what's interesting, he also used the terminology talking about this is not Democratic, this is not Republican, this is an American issue. And then following him, Chuck Schumer came out. You know, that was the deep state on Rosenstein's side. And then Chuck Schumer came out on the Democratic side and somewhat gave a warning to Trump that he should not go meet with Putin at all, that he should come back home and punish Russia. And it seems like they're trying their best to put down Trump again in the world's eye and in the eye of the American people and stop. It seems like they have to stop Putin and Trump meeting.
Yeah. Well, you have often said that Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu are most likely rogues. And they're not necessarily going to play by the game, the rule book of the New World Order. And maybe Deep State knows that full well. But there's got to be something going on. I believe they're, you know, it's kind of like Putin. Now, we got into this once before that there's a possibility that we surrendered a long time ago. And I do remember Dr. Peter Bader, and I don't know if the folks listening now would recognize who he was. He was an insider's insider, and he published a lot of stuff. And lo and behold, all of it came true later. They would find out that, yeah, what he had to say was absolutely true. But he tells a story that we were out on the moon, and this was a long time ago. And we got into a fight with the Soviets. Now, you have to go all the way back to Alternative 3. And everybody poo-pooed that, said I was just fake. No, it wasn't. Alternative 3 was very real. And it concerned itself with even batch consignments. And a batch consignment was when a UFO, an anti-gravity craft, comes down, takes a whole bunch of people, and leaves. Now, Larry, you had a vision about that. Actually, two. One about an arrival where they took the kids, sort of like knowing, and then the other one where you were shown a batch of people going to Mars, right?
Yeah, that wasn't actually a vision. I experienced that the same way finding myself on Mars. After it was over, I didn't wake up. I was already awake. I actually experienced it, and I was taken. I went through the skin of the craft, the saucer craft that had the abductees in it, and I even saw some of them. One of them, a small girl, saw me, and I knew she saw me inside that craft. Now the creatures in the craft didn't appear to notice me, but this craft went to Mars. Is where it was going, and I knew that those people would never come back. So this just ties in a little bit with the missing people that's, being found and never reported.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that guy that was skiing over there on the East Coast and winds up in California. That I've tried to explain that, they have, that some truck driver drove him there. But that's part of his memory. He's reclaiming some of his memory, and he says, but the problem with that was where he was, there weren't any truckers, and number two, weren't any nationwide truckers going through ever that area. So that's probably an implanted memory to cover what they did, which was to take him. And that's been going on. But that's all alternative three, which they poo-pooed, but it's very, very real, TR-3Bs and all that. And now we have these deep space operations back in 20, or 20 and back, I guess it's the actual name of the project, and where these guys are beginning to get their memories back about what took place, where they were, what it looked like, and the descriptions of what Mars looked like is very much like what Barry Rothman is displaying on his website. Which they probably don't like, because everybody believes Mars is doesn't have any atmosphere or very little. It's a red planet. The sky is red, blah, 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 when in reality, the sky is very much almost like ours when it's been chemtrailed. It's a pale blue. The atmosphere is breathable, but you do have to have help. So on and on, I guess it goes. But that was very interesting. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, have you seen the latest update that Barry Rothman did yesterday on the Mars Maven and the Tor code search for ancient Martian oceans, the Matrix?
Yeah, kind of like they're underwater, underneath the ground.
Yeah, let me read those off real quick.
Say again?
For the people that's listening, let me read those off real quick in the Matrix and you can interpret it. Number one, Mars Maven. Number two, atmosphere. Number three, pressure. Number four, volatile. Number five, the phrase, let the waters be gathered. Number six, from under the heavens. Number seven, to one place. Number eight, and let appear. Number nine, the dry land.
Yeah, so what happened is the waters went underground, and I believe that's true. And you remember Dune, the movie Dune?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, the planet Arrakis.
Yes, well, that Arrakis was probably Mars. And if you remember in that movie, the water was all underground.
Yeah.
So it's very, very, very interesting how all this is being played upon the American people. Folks, we've been on the moon. We're on Mars. Who knows where else humanity has traveled. As Dr. Greer, in his disclosure project, has said many times, we can now fly faster than the speed of light. And these guys that are having their memories brought back talk about, you saw that giant TR-3B. They talk about huge, like 500... foot or more wingspan, double, triple stories. They can hold thousands of troops, and they're operating. Nobody knows anything about it. They think you're just off the wall stupid, I guess. But What's going on in Israel right now? It seems like Soleimani has said, I'm just waiting orders and I'm going to destroy Israel.
That's what we're hearing, Stuart. The latest reports over the last 24 hours seem to indicate that Soleimani and another Iranian general out of Tehran is reporting that the Iranian troops embedded and based in Syria are just simply awaiting for the orders to attack and completely destroy Israel. And at the same time, there's something new going on, and I'd like your opinion on this one because, you know, you talk about the Daniel 8 war, and
yes.
This may be a clue. A Defqon file reported, and of course we've got, at the same time this came out in Israel by Defqon file, you've got the president, you know, meeting in, England, of course, and Scotland, and then he's supposedly meeting with Putin Monday, unless somehow he's stopped, you know, by the deep state or the Democratic group. But listen to this Defqon headline. It's very, very interesting. And I've never heard of a Project Iran. This is brand new. It says, breaking, says, new U.S.-Israeli Project Iran is now by an Israeli Defense Force Major General Nitlan Alon under General Gadi Eisenkot. Of course, everybody knows who Eisenkot is. He's the top general in Israel. And so apparently there appears to be a coalition now of the U.S. and Israelis that have a project called Iran. And that's not called Iran in Syria. This is Project Iran itself. And it's all under the direction right now of the Israelis. So, you know, and we've had reports, Stuart, we've had reports over the last couple of months of massive amounts of material, munitions, manpower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, missiles, all being taken to Israel by the U.S., including U.S. troops. This has been ongoing. We've been building up in that region. And when we look back a few months ago, maybe almost 6 months ago, Stuart, remember the leak of the information about a coalition led by the Saudi prince Salman?
Yes.
And linked up to Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel and added to by Trump and the U.S. And this entire coalition, Salman said, was to attack and destroy Iran. What do you think?
Well, that's probably true. So the only question we have, as we've had right along, does the Isaiah 17 conflict spark Iran, or does Iran spark the Isaiah 17 conflict? It's going to be one or the other, because Ezekiel 38:39 has to come later simply because of the names of the nations that are involved in Ezekiel 38:39 are not, some of them are missing that were before. So that means some of the nations were eliminated in the Isaiah 17 or the Daniel 8 war. And if we keep pushing Iran, and Iran is buddies with North Korea, North Korea is nothing more than a proxy of China, this would easily spark a war. And it would be a big one, and it would be a nasty one, like this Israeli lad said in his thing. He said that the war was awful and millions of people were going to die on account of it. But basically, something would trigger it. He didn't say he knew what it was. He just said some event was going to trigger this war. And he didn't know what it was. Maybe it's a revelation of something that they tried to keep secret, and when it comes out into the open, it infuriates other nations, and we all just say, okay, this is it. We're going to war. War is in the drums. You can hear it. I mean, you can hear the war drums just about everywhere, don't you think? I mean, that's why my take on it, the rhetoric.
Yeah, and to go along with that, Stuart, is really interesting. Skywatch TV a few days ago posted a Tom Horn report. It said, with Antichrist in the wings, rabbis are now announcing to the world and saying that the world is at his point.
You're going to have to repeat that. I don't know if you're being glitched.
That's a new Torah revelation.
Okay, can you repeat that? You were glitched out.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. How's this? Okay?
I can hear you now.
Okay. It said Tom Horn reported from Skywatch TV a report talking about the rabbis in Israel, and I'll just paraphrase it. Says, with the Antichrist in the wings, rabbis announced the world is at a messianic tipping point. Over a majority of the Jews are in Israel, and it's a new Torah reality leaning towards, the Antichrist.
Well, I saw an article the other day about the temple. I mean, the temple's on top of their minds, rebuilding the temple.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's David's tabernacle that they can put up overnight, or whether this is going to be the real the temple, who knows? But, yeah, we're on the cusp, folks. We really are. And all this stuff about Trump's Space Force and whatnot is another confirmation as to actually where we are on that timeline. So we have Soleimani, basically the chief general of Iran. Syria is a proxy of Iran. They've already raided Iran today, right? A couple of raids? Or was that yesterday?
Yesterday we actually had the Israeli forces bombing the Syrian army. Now, this is a new upward. You know, this is moving on upward. But see, we've got the scenario that a lot of people are not aware of. We've got 150,000 to 200,000 Israeli troops now on the borders. And there's a close between 80,000 and 100,000 forces pushing down about 40,000 refugees to the Golan. They've got the refugees sandwiched between the IDF and the combined army of the, I guess, the Islamist, if you will. And this is a big flashpoint, Stuart, and now Israel has begun to bomb some of the outposts in the Syrian army positions.
Yeah. Yeah, and here we are, what is today? Today is the 13th. So in another 7 days, well, 8 days, we'll be at the 9th of Av, 21st.
Huh.
And Israel has always had trouble on the 9th of Av. From when the spies returned, they returned on the 10th. The 9th of Av, I think, was the next day or something. And that's when, they wouldn't go in because they were scared. Both of the holy temples of Israel were destroyed on the 9th of Av. All kinds of things have happened to Israel on the 9th of Av. And people really should take note because we may be coming up on Isaiah 17 or Daniel chapter 8. Because Isaiah 17, if you read it carefully, more or less indicates that literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in that battle perish. It's a battle that doesn't take much time, and Israel literally, I guess, does win it. But boy, it is a tremendous cost. That would shake the world. That would shake the entire world, don't you think?
Well, I do, and especially it would shake the world if Israel wins it by using nuclear weapons.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You got that one right. Space Force, for those who are kind of poo-pooing it and saying, that's not possibly true. Here's something from Bloomberg News. Trump's Space Force will guard the U.S. from above, NASA chief says. NASA's administrator is a strong defender of President Donald Trump's proposals for space, including an armed force and permanent presence on the moon. And he also said he wants us to go to Mars. We're already there. They're just revealing it now. Do you suppose we would use, if Israel gets taken out And Daniel 8 is involved in it, Iran. Do you think Trump would use this hidden space force at that point in time?
Well, it's very possible, Stuart. And where do you link this in now? There's a report in the last days that is set to send a mission to the moon. Now, this came right after Trump said, we're going to have a Trump Space Force, we're going to the moon again, and we're going to Mars. So does not this link up an Israeli space mission with Trump space mission? What do you think? This is very interesting, and this is something talked about.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. You kind of blanked out again.
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yep, can now.
Okay, I was saying that since, Trump has mentioned that he's got a space force and that we're going back to the moon and we're going to Mars, Israel has released the information they are going to the moon. And what I'm wondering is this a combined or is this an alliance between Trump and Netanyahu for space missions?
Well, I don't know if it's an alliance there, but there's definitely a global alliance, Alternative 3. And there was a guy that, I know we're running out of time here, but there was a guy that was called in. He was a technician for photography, and he was called into a base, and they were having trouble with their lunar orbiter and whatever. And he fixed it. But while he was in there fixing it, one of the airmen that was there showed him pictures of all these bases on the moon.
Wow.
And we've been there right along, and so haven't others been there right along, whoever the others are. Watchers. The Bible simply calls them watchers. We're not exactly sure who the watchers are. We got fallen watchers, obviously, and we have unfallen watchers, God's watchers. But, yeah, this is all very, very fascinating. And the way they're revealing it right now and how they're revealing it should give everybody a heads up, and for sure have a heads up as we approach the 21st and the 27th. Not saying anything's going to happen, but we should be looking for more interesting times. Let's word it that way. Any last word you got there, Larry?
Oh, I just kind of smile and think about your situation and investigation and research into Tithonia, because everything seems to dovetail back into Tithonia, and you said that you saw Tesla equipment there, you thought.
Yes. Yeah, I'm positive it's Tesla, just the simple shape of it. There's high technology there. There are ancient pyramids there. There are ancient walls that are broken down there. I put it all in that video, Operation or Project Red Star. And I think I'm going to post that up on Angel Fall 923 here in the near future. Nobody really wanted it, but now's a good time to put it out there because we are approaching Mars again and maybe even war. And the high technology that we have, sooner or later, it's going to be used. Any last word, then, for the folks, other than a heads up? Pray always, I guess.
People need to watch what Trump's doing over in especially with a meeting with Putin in Helsinki Monday, but also keep your eyes on what's going on in America at the same time.
Yeah, it appears that the coup over here in America is taking rapid pace, and it's right on time. Also, this is part of the Luciferian agenda, the protocols, the New Age manifestos, the Humanist manifesto, the Communist manifesto, all coming to pass. Hope to get into that maybe next week sometime. A consolidation of all of what they asked for and what they're doing, because they are doing it right under our faces, and people are just not aware of it. So, I don't know. All things seem to be converging, and they're converging at the right time for Israel. And Israel, don't forget, is a timepiece for the Lord. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Heads up, we'll see you again next week if the Lord is willing, and we certainly hope that he will be. And anyway, good night, folks, and take care of yourselves. If you haven't prepared, do so now. Anyway, good night.